Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I've been doing radio now for started my 22nd year this month. Been doing a long time. And been in the field before that, doing the educational tapes for network marketing companies. And before that, for a number of years, I had my Hydrotone exercise company that I lectured around the world on and got a lot of movie stars and celebrities on. So I've been in the fitness and health business for many, many years. It's surprising. It seems like it's really fast, that time moves really fast. But it really doesn't move fast, I don't think. But we don't have that good a memory. We don't hold that much sense of time in our heads. But when I first invented my exercise equipment, I was 29 years old. And I think my first patent was applied for when I was 30 and got 11 patents after that and 22 foreign patents. So looking back on that, I mean, it seems like a long time ago. And if I look at a picture of that guy, that young version of me, I go, where'd that guy go? It didn't just run along, and then it just seems like it's moving faster and faster. And I know in a blink of an eye, the next 10 years will be gone, and that's what happens when you get to the age I am right now. It does, and it will probably feel like a blink of an eye because too much of our routine gets similar. When you're a kid, every day and every moment of that day, especially if you're real young, it's fresh and new and it stands out in your mind. But as we get older, we have certain things we do and listen to and get into habits, and we live a habitual life and not a fresh, exciting new life. But one of the things, the brain works in two ways. It works in a number of ways, but there's two general ideas in that we either generalize and we overgeneralize, which is a problem with a lot of our society, or we discern. We say, well, no, that's not like that, or this is different in this way, and this is important in regards to that. Or I can prioritize what is important and what is the most important versus the least important. That's discernment. Now, overgeneralization is saying one person is bad, and so all people that are similar to that must be bad. That's when generalization is really harmful. Generalization can be positive when we can see relationships between things that we didn't see before. And we can also generalize in positive ways. We can say, hey, okay, let's take my nutritional world. I took vitamin C. I started feeling better. I had less colds. Well, maybe if I take some other vitamins, I'm going to feel better. Okay, I try those. And I take some, I heard that magnesium's good for me. I take magnesium, I feel better. Okay, my muscles are more relaxed when I take that malate. Or I take some curcumin product, or I take oregano P73, or I take black seed oil. I heard some guy talking about that. Then we start looking at answers maybe in the area of health that come from the natural world. And we find a lot of solutions we weren't able to find again. Generalization can be that way. But there's also the negative side of generalization. Besides bigotry that comes from an overgeneralization, there happens to be things like fats are bad. Certain fats are very bad, very dangerous for us. But what happened in our society many years ago, they got a lot of people gaining weight thinking as long as they avoided fats, they'd be healthy. Well, you end up avoiding fats. One of the first places you see, you start having gallbladder problems, but you can't think straight. You can't put hormones together. Your heart can't beat like it's supposed to. The brain can't think. I mean, the body's dependent on fats. So then we find out, we discern, and society as general starts discerning that there's good fats and bad fats. At first we think saturated fats, anything that's saturated must be bad. Well, now we find out that saturated fats are benign and may even be beneficial in some way. And certain saturated fats are very healthy for us. Like a friend of mine I was talking to today, he was talking, I use a little bit of butter. I said, butter won't hurt you. Margarine will kill you. Butter won't hurt you. Butter actually has a butyrate acid in it that protects against colon cancer. But I sometimes use butter on the seed crackers. I think it's Mock Farms. I like the one that says minerals on it. But I use those seed crackers because I eat a keto diet. Keto diet is high in fats, but it's low in carbs. So I eat some vegetables with the keto diet. Might have some spinach or lettuce and different ones. You know, I eat a lot of celery. I eat a lot of vegetables with the keto diet. But I don't eat any starchy vegetables. I don't eat any potatoes. Very seldom eat any carrots. There's a lot of vegetables I avoid. So discernment is when you start really diving deep into something and saying, this is good, this is bad. Okay, good fats, we've talked about this many times. Coconut oil is good for you, olive oil, macadamia, avocado oil. Let's see. And the most important one is fish oil. And that's why you hear me talk a lot about Noric Natural and omega-3 oils and taking the ultimate omega-3, taking 2 to 4 of those a day, 6 of those a day if you have a concern about heart disease. Very, very important. Or if you have a lot of joint problems, very, very important for you. So we learn what is good and what is bad. Exercise, little exercise is good for you. And working up to a decent amount of exercise on a regular basis, 30 minutes to an hour, 5 days a week, but too much exercise can be a problem. A friend of mine called me today, and his knee were starting to bother him. So we went over his exercise routine, and I said, I don't think you're giving your legs enough rest. It's good to exercise, but it's also very important to recover, rest and recovery. That's very, very important to the body. That's why sleep is so important. You have to get a good night's sleep for the body to recover. That's why you hear me run commercials on the Vigorest product, because it gives me a good night's sleep. I've gotten older. I used to not like it when I was 50, in my 50s, but now that I've gotten older, in my 60s, I use melatonin on top of using the Vigorest. Some people, and Vigorest would be more than enough for them. They may just use a little bit more of one scoop versus another. But we have to experiment and learn to discern and not overgeneralize it. Like my friend is saying, him and a doctor friend of his, that they really try to follow a nutritional world. They like to ferment their vegetables. They like to do a lot of stuff. They're both having trouble with sugar in the evening. Now, for me, I've gotten where I do stevia and I do Mock. M-O-N-K sweetener, and Luan is this other name, or Luan is another name for the sweetener. Very, very good, and won't affect your blood sugar. Another one that won't affect your blood sugar that's extremely healthy for you is D-ribose. D-ribose is one of the really help energize the heart, one of the heart's favorite foods. And coconut sugar, I told him, I said, if you really need it, maybe a little coconut sugar wouldn't be too bad. But fructose, which won't raise the blood sugar that quickly, but really mess you up, set you up for diabetes, obesity, inflamed joints, all these different things. Fructose, and I've done shows on this before, and there's a really good book on it called Fat Switch, by Dr. Robert Johnson, I believe. Is it Johnson? I believe Robert Johnson. Interviewed him a few years ago. He's head of renal therapy, renal research there at Colorado University. And he wrote these books and found that fructose coming from sugar, from fruit, are for the worst case, which is really brought on this obesity and heart disease and diabetes, is high fructose corn syrup. Triggers an enzyme at the end of the stomach called the duodenum. Well, that causes uric acid to release from the kidneys and from the liver. And when that's released, it shuts down your ATP production by about 30%, and it makes you hungry. Well, nature wanted that there. Nature wanted us hungry to get fat for winter. But we have a refrigerator full of food, and nature never planned on man being as efficient as it is being able to live like he has and I'm being exposed to too much food. So fructose can bring on diabetes, heart disease, inflammation in the joints, fatty liver, all these different things. So if you eat fruit, there's only a few that you want to eat. The fructose, I like, a granny apple has some antifungal properties in it. You always, if you do eat an apple, you want it real rock hard. That means that the sugar hadn't softened it up, hadn't started fermenting. And the same thing with, like if you eat berries, a little bit of berries, but actually blueberries is what bears use to get fat for the winter. Up there in Canada, up north, and probably in Russia and stuff, those blueberries get real mushy when they get overripe, and that means the fructose is really high. And those bears will eat pounds and pounds and pounds of it every day and put on 100, 150 pounds for winter. But when they look at them, they have fatty liver, inflamed joints, uric acid throughout their body. They have, if they can measure it, they would have dementia. Their brain wouldn't be working like it should. And all these different things, and they have thickening of the arteries and just one thing after another. Well, all that goes away when they hibernate. We don't hibernate, and we keep loading ourselves with too much sugar and fructose. Sugar will affect it, but not as quickly as efficiently as fructose, these diseases. So we're talking about diabetes, heart disease, obesity, fatty liver, brain fog, and continue it with it in the dementia, because they now call Alzheimer's and dementia the third form of diabetes. The body can't handle the sugar load. So when we cut back on that sugar load and start using good fats, really coconut oil and MCT oil from coconut oil, fantastic for memory, for the brain, but and for the heart too. These good fats and avoiding the bad fats, learning to discern, not overgeneralizing, not hearing one thing and thinking that all things in that category is bad. Some things are good and some things are bad. It takes more education. That's why shows like this are important. We'll be right back, folks. Those in the know North America Urban Spice. If you're really trying to stay healthy, their oregano P73, their juice oregano, I'm using that two or three times a day. Their black seed oil, I'm using right now, their black seed plus. Phenomenal products. They have so many high quality products. They're sometimes a little costier, but that's because they really put everything into it, and you'll get the effects you're looking for. So look for North America Urban Spice. They're known nationally and internationally all over the world. North America Urban Spice. There's new genetic testing that really gives us a leap forward in understanding where we are in the area of cancer. And if you have Medicare, or if you have certain supplement companies like I have United Healthcare, they pay for the test, no out-of-pocket. I'm having it done. This allows you and any offsprings to get a better idea of what their genetics say. So I want you to call a friend of mine, Spencer Williams. You call 208-400-0808. 208-400-0808. Please take advantage of this while we can. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have my friend Dr. Cass Ingram with me. And a lot of people, when they think of oregano oil, they associate with Dr. Cass Ingram because he's really the one that's educated us on how powerful it is and how to take it in the different forms and things to combine it with. So I got your new book, Wild Oregano, 101 Uses.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting, all these different uses. I like this.
Yeah.
As a practitioner, it's good to know exactly when someone comes to me with a problem, and this gives me the references.
I tell you what, that oregano oil, that's a lifesaver for any kind of pathogen or any attack, or you know, whether winter or otherwise, anything that hits your mucous membranes, it just obliterates it. I mean, there's no contest. It's not even an issue. Why waste your time? That's the one. And people ask, well, you talk about all these home remedies. Can you tell us different ones? I said, just the only remedy is the wild oregano for congestion, cold, flu, rhinitis, sinusitis, bronchitis. Like, why waste your time? Or chronic cough, or dry cough, or fungus, or lung congestion. You know, obviously, if we took the oil and the juice, if it was lung, that's even better. you know, that combination.
Well, I was going to ask you that because, again, my friend Dr. McDay, he turns to the juice a lot.
Yeah.
And so how does the juice work versus the oil?
Well, the oil is the distillate drippings, you see. So you have the essential oil that's in the wild oregano and then the distillation. But when the distillate water is condensed, that water is now infested with the oregano oil, is impregnated with it. And that oregano oil only can be there because it binds to the H2O. So you have a H2O bomb. Your H2O is bound to the oxygenated oregano compounds, and it's water soluble, miscible, and fat soluble, goes right into the membranes, right into the cell, right into the cell nucleus, right into the blood-brain barrier, bomb you out with oxygenated compound. So, believe it or not, the oil is more soluble in the blood.
Yeah, it would seem the opposite.
It's in the brain and the fat, you know?
Yeah, when you told me that originally years ago, I went, wow, I would have thought oil would work with oil and water would work in the water areas. But
So the oil is like the mainstay because it's a germicide, and people take it obviously under the tongue or in juice or water for the congestion, cold, flu, rhinitis, allergies, and sinus and bronchial and so on. But when it gets really tough, like a tough, chronic, stubborn cough or a miserable something in the gut or some problem with the pancreas, which the juice is particularly fond of working on that pancreas in a positive, or something like some sickle thing like a chronic heart disease or some sorts of chronic pain or cancer health support, you got to add in the juice. Oxygenated, right? Get that oxygen deep into the tissues. We are oxygen creature. We don't have any oxygen in a minute and a half, we start to die. Brain gets no oxygen in 10 minutes, it's dead, deader than a duck. So, but obviously the oil has a lot of use. It's number one thing to pick.
When I was first experimenting with these, what I noticed about the juice is that I took it before I did radio, it woke my brain up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the sage, I was told by a doctor, by Dr. McDay, that sage has a study showing that in 30 minutes, I may have the time wrong, because it was a 30% increase in memory.
Whoa. No, yeah, and actually, sage, why did they call him the old sage?
Yeah, the wise sage.
Sage, rosemary, and thyme. Sage is so powerful, and so you have the juice of sage too, but that sage essence, you see. Now, another group is using sage essence for menstrual or menopausal.
Hmm.
You know, sage is a powerful thing for that.
I didn't know that. Of course.
So, you've got two forms. You've got the oil of oregano, you got the juice. And then, I think one thing you're doing that's really important is support the local businesses.
Yes. Yeah, and they really need it. A lot of the national stores, you don't get the personal help of people that have experience in how things really work.
Yeah.
And that's what I look for when I send someone
Now, there's other forms of oregano, but, I mean, there's other things to do with the oregano, juice and oil. And that's going to be your colitis, your irritable bowel, your Crohn's, your spastic. Now, I mean, I'm not speaking for the company on these diseases. I'm speaking as a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I have been using oregano oil and juice systematically for disorders of the gut from the esophagus all the way down. I don't care how hot it is, I use it. Now, if somebody's a little squeamish there, maybe they can put the oil in with a full meal or a little olive oil or something. If you need a little bit lighter dose, put it in juice so it spreads out. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, does it hammer out the junk in the gut.
And we may want to mention to them, leave it under your tongue so your saliva dilutes it.
Swallow it. Yeah, and so now you know that Crohn's disease is fungal. Ulcerative colitis is fungal and amoeba. Diverticulitis is bacterial. These conditions are equally the same as a cold or a flu or a congestion or sore throat. They are microbial.
Hmm.
Yeah. And sinusitis is fungal. Bronchitis is fungal. But then you know what else I use the oregano for?
What?
Skin diseases.
Yeah.
Boils. Topical and internal. I had one woman, she had hundreds and hundreds of infectious boils in her body.
So the oregano oil works on boils as well.
Yeah, I mean, topical, I mean, how many times? But this case was somebody that was checking out. And the thing that saved them, they got that super strength oil. They started pounding it, you know, 10, 20 drops, 5, 10 times a day or more often.
Wow.
And they took the juice. And she got rid of it. But she had to stay on a little bit of a dose because the crazy disease tried to rage back.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as she's staying on, you know, 5 or 10 drops twice a day, she's perfectly fine. My point is that these infections, there's no drug for them. These are chronic. If you take a bunch of antibiotics, you're just going to get candida and fungus. You're not going to. But with the oregano, it's completely perfect to do for the chronic stuff. We talked about the mm-hmm. intestinal, the Crohn's, the colitis, the irritable stomach, the H. pylori. But what about, like I said, these skin conditions? But what about also this, the ringworm and athlete's foot that we know are fungal, topical and internal? What about the stupid toenail fungus? You usually have to take about 80 drops twice a day, the super strength. And then what about...
Can you put it directly on the toenails? Is that,
well, you cut the toenail back and saturate the nail too. But it's mainly the systemic treatment. And then what about the bladder and the kidneys and the endometrial and the, you know, pelvic and the female and all this junk that's going around because people aren't careful about their relations and they go from one person to another, end up with some kind of stupid herpes or some other junk, right? Well, you know,
does it work on that? The people...
You got to pound it.
No, people ask me that all the time, whether...
Yes, I've seen cases of remission. I have many. I'm going to have to write the book, The Herpes Cure, then. I'm working on it.
How many books have you written, Doc?
28. Yeah.
You can imagine, folks, why I'm always excited about having Dr. Ingram with me, because there's so much information. When you write that many books, your brain is just full of information ready to pour out.
We have The Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano, 101 Uses, and, of course, The Cure is in the Cupboard. So you have two of those, CassIngram.com, www. Support the little guy. I don't sell on Amazon. CassIngram.com or harass. Take your little teeny baseball bat. Be nice. Don't hit anybody. Go into your local health food store. I'm harassing you. Can you have The Cures in the Covered Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano, the Black Seed? I mean, you know, why not?
Well, they do need them. I mean, people starting to hear about Black Seed, they need to know.
Well,
that
they need to sell the stuff. And they need to sell the book because the book's not available online anyway. I chewed out all these online sellers, and I only sell it. So there you go. Nationally, you should look for CassIngram.com.
Okay.
Or AmericanWildFoods.com. CassIngram.com, AmericanWildFoods.com. And you can get the book that way or go to your local health food store.
Look for it, folks. You'll get a lot out, and they're very easy to read, too, and they give you a lot of interesting information, a lot of case studies, too, that make it very interesting. So, Dr. Ingram...
Protocols are what you need, simple information. You can take action. Keep yourself in perfect health.
Now, do they have an 800 number there for North America?
800 number. Give them a call. 800, the Wild Oregano Experts, 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. One more. 800-243-5242. Call them, get a packet. You don't have to buy anything. Get some information.
Fantastic. Thank you, Doc. I want to talk to you again very soon.
I hope so.
Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses. And also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff. And it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340, and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks right here on the Health Cafe. And I also do a show out of Oklahoma City every Sunday at 1 o'clock on KTOK AM 1000. It's on iHeartRadio. But this is a little bit different. I like it because I have more time to give you information I think can be really healthy for you, really important for your sense of well-being. Now, they say that health starts in the gut, and it does. We basically have a garden, and that the byproduct is our sewage, but it's basically a garden run through our gut if we're healthy. But if we're unhealthy, then we really cause ourselves a lot of problems in the area. They refer to the gut as being the second brain. I had that feeling in my gut that was going to happen, or that wasn't a good idea. Well, there is some truth to that. Seems to be, like serotonin, there's more receptor sites in the gut for serotonin than there is in the brain. A lot of the way we feel has to do with how our intestines feel. And they know that probiotics, Perimeter has written some really good books on that area, and some companies are carrying a lot of those products, his probiotic line, because different strands of probiotics have different effects on us. Some seem to bring down inflammation in the joint. Some improve the memory. Some seem to be a little more be helpful for the heart. Besides all of them being effective on the colon and the intestines, the small intestines, colon, there's so much that they're learning on probiotics. There's certain disease states that Perlmutter, they're doing colonics to build up the probiotics. Now, they normally say that we need to have about 3.5-4 pounds of good probiotics in our gut, and 0.5 pound of bad probiotics. No, we don't need the bad, but we're going to end up about 0.5 pound, maybe 1 pound, of yeast and of different forms of fungus and bacteria. But in our society, because of chlorine, fluoride, in our water, because of stress, because of repressed immune system, not sleeping enough, different things going on, just the everyday struggles in a modern world, our gut gets out of line. And the bad bacteria and bad parasites and fungus and everything can take over. And where the probiotics normally keeps that in line. Now, normally, the way our ancestors kept in line is they did a lot of fermented foods. That was one of the ways that they stored food. They would take sea salt and rub the food down and put it in some water and in a jar, or maybe before jars and all that was invented, which we were talking about clay jars. We have to go way, way back. But I know that they a lot of times would even wrap these things in animal skins and bury them and let them ferment. You go, oh, I don't want to eat fermented food. I don't want to eat all that's been buried like that. But that's actually what allowed them to survive without refrigeration. Now, my friend Brenda Swartz, you hear me run advertisement for her and sometimes run shows for her. She has one, I believe it's Total Digestion. She also has one I use sometimes just to clear up the gut. That's the TheraCleanse. Very, very powerful. And then she has a liver cleanse, gut cleanse, she calls that Mega Cleanse. Mega Cleanse Extra, very, very good. People have gotten great results with that. Even some of the soldiers from Vietnam that had ancient orange contamination and lived with that for years found tremendous relief with Brenda's Mega Cleanse and Mega Cleanse Extra. So that's something to keep in mind. So people are exposed to toxins and stuff that build up in the liver and in the fats and throughout the body. She's getting good results with those. So cleaning up the gut is very, very important. Now, one of the things that I'm talking about more and more, but I'm becoming so impressed with, is the black seed, the different forms of black seed products by North America Urban Spice. I'm taking the Black Seed Plus, and that one is really good for blood sugar and really good for the gut. Sometimes those two things are related. If you're pre-diabetic and stuff, then you also might have intestinal problems as well. And you can even be related to an overgrowth of fungus. So, in fact, one may be causing another. My friend Doug Kaufman, who does great work in this area, and has an online show and a TV show in some areas called Know the Cause, he sees a lot of diseases that haven't been solved by man because modern medicine approaches it too much as bacterial, because antibiotics work on bacteria, and they don't have much for fungus and viruses. They have a little bit for fungus, like Diflucan and Lamisil and Nystatin for the gut, but they don't have very much in that area. So they went to where they did, but they left behind some very important areas. And so getting rid of the fungus is a primary concern. You can't get completely rid of it, but you can knock it down till you're healthy and don't have it really giving problems. It may cause you to be overweight. It may cause cancer, diabetes. Doug has written a number of books on this, and so you can get more information by go to knowthecause.com. I believe that's his address. And in my area, he used to have a TV show that ran for a number of years, so we all got to know him. But a lot of people listen to him online to get this information or order his books. And order Dr. Kaz Ingram's book, very, very important for your health in different areas. Each one of them talk about how getting rid of pathogens. Dr. Ingram has a theory that's the same as mine, that a lot of our diseases, autoimmune diseases, are not just the immune system going crazy and being stupid and attacking the body. Is actually there's stealth bacteria, virus, fungus that the body knows is there but can't get to it, and it keeps trying to go get to it. And there's certain things that purge that out. Oregano juice and oregano oil, that P73 form. The juice of oregano, I take two or three times a day, and that's by North America Urban Spice. And the oregano oil, really powerful antiviral and antibacterial and antifungal. Under the tongue, it's very hot. So you put it on the tongue, let your saliva dilute it. But it's very powerful. But the new thing that I'm excited about is the black seed oil. And the oil, the actual seeds by, in fact, I like it in that one that's called Black Seed Plus, because there's some other things for the gut. And getting that gut feeling good. You sort of know when you eat too much how you don't feel good. Well, a lot of people are going around like that all the time. But it's not, they may not have eaten anything. But there's inflamed lining in the gut. It would be red with inflammation. And sometimes it turns into irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, and all these different diseases out there. Well, when you've had Crohn's disease, the lining, the virilla, which is like little fingers that line the gut that absorb the nutrients as we eat and digest, it gives us more surface area, more exposure to the blood. The capillaries and stuff around there, so nutrients can get in and then circulate into the body. Those can go flat on someone who has Crohn's disease. There's certain colostrum 6 helps rebuild that, and the black seed is doing all kinds of ways of keeping the lining of the gut healthy. And at first, you may go through a little bit of detox, and that's a good thing. You're getting rid of poisons that may not have been able to get out of there before. And then as you move through that, you're going to have a light feeling in the center of your body, more energy. But what I'm doing is the Black Seed Plus. I'm doing two capsules of that twice a day. Usually try to do it by the second one by 4 or 5 o'clock. So it has a chance to detoxify. Another thing I like using is fiber. I think mixing some fiber into water, maybe add a little stevia to it for taste. Renew Life has a good fiber. I think the probiotics that Brenda Schwartz has is the best. They measured a number of these probiotics, and they start off the lab with decent amount of probiotics, just like what it says. But the time it's set on the shelf, time it's gotten there, they're dead. Well, Brenda Schwartz, I think it says 5 billion or 10 billion or something, ended up to being over 2 trillion. It had built up while it was there. It had gotten better. Folks, we're going to be right back. I have a lot more to talk to you about. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. I have David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now. And he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I appreciate you being with me this week, and I hope you're having a good day today. One thing I want to let you know is we have a new opportunity here. Cancer is the number two killer, but it's a very scary way, and a lot of people don't know that they're sitting on something that can be a real problem, or they may not have hardly any problems at all in that area. And a lot of that can be found in your genetics. There are certain cancers that they have identified, quite a few, that have a link to your chromosomes, to your genes. And now, fortunately, for Elisa, we think to the first of the year, Medicare is paying for a test. And so, some of the supplement companies, and what I have, which is with AARP, is United Healthcare, and they're paying for it. So I have a friend of mine, Spencer Williams, that is involved with this, and he introduced me to it. So, Spencer, thank you for being with us, and tell us more about it.
Thanks for having me on the show today, Dan. My name is Spencer Williams, and this is a DNA test for cancer in 141 areas plus. And what they're doing is Medicare, red, white, and blue providers who have coverage, the Medicare is willing to pay for a test for you to know what you and your family has in the background based on cancer DNA. This is to help you to be able to fight it early, know that you possibly have it, or know how to treat in the future for your kids what they possibly could have as a danger to them.
Yeah, I really like that part of it because your kids and grandkids, it's nice to know that, hey, and because the sophistication of going after cancer is getting better and better all the time. But right now, one of the reasons Medicare is helping with this is it's too broad in its approach, and it may cause people a lot of problems, or they may not. Or in another regard, they may think they're fine, but they need to be cautious of certain areas. Let's say you have a propensity for colon cancer, or if you're a woman, you have a propensity for breast cancer, or a man, prostate cancer. Well, you may feel fine. You may not have any signs going on, but you may have a little tumor sitting there, they call it situ, that's not doing anything. It'd be real easy to take care of. But that gene may give you a clue. And I believe, if I'm right, Spencer, that's one of the primary reasons Medicare is paying for this.
That's true, Dan. They're trying to prevent the high cost of stage 2, 3, and 4 cancer treatment. If they can catch it early, they do have set medications to help in all these areas.
Right, and it'd be more of a focused approach. A lot of times the shotgun approach to dealing with cancer sounds good on the surface, but it's not the most effective. It's not the way of the future, and that's what we're talking about here, Spencer. Before we go any further, Now, people are going to want to know more about this, and they want to know, and there's a form you fill out, folks, and if you have your Medicare, if you're just a Medicare holder, or if you have Medicare with certain supplement companies, then it's going to be taken care of, but a form has to be filled out, and none of the information is kept. It moves on to the Medicare, but it's not kept. Spencer doesn't hold it. HIPAA laws requires it, and there's a certain way they got set up. So, Spencer, how do people get a hold of you? And I know you'll help them fill out the form. How do they get a hold of you?
It's going to be as simple as a phone call for me to set up an appointment with them. And my phone number is area code 208-400-0808.
Okay, give it to him once more.
That phone number again is area code 208-400-0808.
Pretty easy. 08 is a predominant number there. It shows up three times in there. So, anyway, folks, you're not only doing this for you. If you have kids and grandkids, it can be helpful information for them as well. It'd be good to know where it is. There's been a little bit of cancer in our family lineage, and there's been heart disease. Soon they'll probably be doing this for heart disease. But it's good to know what the possibilities are. And there's an old statement, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So to know beforehand what's going to happen, or what, not necessarily what's going to happen, but what could happen, and then you can go look and find out, is there a problem there? Or am I got a clean bill of the health? And maybe a few years later, I might want to check that again. But right now, it's clear. But it's good to know where to focus on. So I'm glad you're doing this, Spencer. I really am.
Well, Dan, the reason I got behind it is I have a history of cancer in my background from my family in about four different kinds. But mine's different than my aunts and uncles and my mother. So I want to take the right medication. And this is going to help the doctors and the specialists guide me to what my needs are and my children.
Yeah, I read that on the material, that's one of the things they're trying to do, is trying to make sure that you don't give someone the chemo or whatever for something else, or apply it to another area that doesn't really need, doesn't seem to be a problem and doesn't show up, that they test what is the most concerning is. So I want people to really take advantage of this. And this is sort of new to me. And so we're refining our understanding of it. It's not new to the companies that are doing it, but new to me. So I don't know if I'm doing the best job I can to explain this. But again, give Spencer a call so you can fill out the form. And we don't want it to be out of pocket for you, but being taken care of through Medicare or your insurance. And they'll tell you if your insurance takes care of it or not. You may have a supplement company that doesn't, but more likely you have one that does. So, Spencer, give them your phone number once more.
Again, my name is Spencer Williams, and my phone number is 208-400-0808.
Okay, that's 208-400-0808. Take advantage of it, folks. And thank you, Spencer, for doing this for us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Appreciate being on the show.
There was a recent test on the probiotics on the shelves in different health food stores, and most of them, over 90% of the probiotics was dead. It just wasn't there, folks. But there's one that says it has 50 billion. Recently, it was tested and had 2.5 trillion, and that's Body Dynamics, a phenomenal one. It also has digestive enzymes in it. I love this product. It's the only thing that really, really noticeable for me. So if you call 800-MEGA-910, 800-MEGA-910, you can buy this Body Dynamics. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, @gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. There's new genetic testing that really gives us a leap forward in understanding where we are in the area of cancer. And if you have Medicare, or if you have certain supplement companies like I have United Healthcare, they pay for the test, no out of pocket. I'm having it done. This allows you and any offsprings to get a better idea of what their genetics say. So I want you to call a friend of mine, Spencer Williams. You call 208-400-0808. 208-400-0808. Please take advantage of this while we can. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Those in the know North America Urban Spice. If you're really trying to stay healthy, their Regno P73, their Juice of Regno, I'm using that 2 or 3 times a day. Their Black Seed Oil, I'm using right now, their Black Seed Plus. Phenomenal products. They have so many high-quality products. They're sometimes a little costlier, but that's because they really put everything into it, and you'll get the effects you're looking for. So look for North America Urban Spice. They're known nationally and internationally. All over the world. North America Urban Spice. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have a good friend of mine with me, David High. I wanted to call you Dr. David High. You ought to be a doctor.
Not yet.
And David has a device I use every night and every morning. It's a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency. They call it the fifth element of health, developed for NASA to help bring minerals into the bones and nutrients into the muscles so you don't atrophy in outer space. It's the same magnetic field as the Earth. One of the essential things that we no longer get at the way we should because of the rubber under the carpet and our tennis shoes and all the reasons and the Earth's frequencies going down. But David, you also have the light you put behind the head that's shown to improve memory by 14% the first 30 minutes you use, and this is MIT showing this, and 30 days in a row may actually help reverse Alzheimer's. But you called me yesterday and said, I have a special because I need more testimonials this way. And so I know that once you get the testimonials, this special may go away, but tell people what you're going to do here. I know that you're going to give them half their money back. For the testimonial. So explain what that means.
Yes, our retail price is $19.95, and if someone will give me a testimonial with the unit, they buy the unit, and we get 3 or 4 testimonials throughout the year, we will refund half their money as an advertising incentive.
Fantastic. Folks, David already has when we tested the ones, there's one of the PMF mats out there that sells for around $6,500. It's a network marketing thing, so they have to jack it way up. Another one for in their $5,000 range, $1,900. You heard that. That's less than one-third the cost of the others. But when Twyla Wilson at the Vibrant Life Center let people try all three, it was David's that they felt the most effect from. So you can get some bells and whistles on the others. And I told David to sell a little bell and a little whistle with it, just in case you like bells and whistles. But you really don't need the bells and whistles. You need something that works, and you don't need to spend your life savings to get it. This way, you're really getting it, golly, at 19, you're really getting for about $1,000 at the end of the year. You're getting almost $1,000 back. So take advantage of this. Now, how do people get a hold of you?
If they'll call my office, 478-4351, that will put you through to my phone. And what we're doing, Dan, this price actually is below our dealer cost, as you know.
Yeah.
But we're really wanting the testimonials because the few people out there who are using it love it and it's working, but I just don't have enough stories to tell to give the depth I need for the product.
I know. And we need a lot more. Stories are very important to a product like this because people go, how does it do this? What is it doing? But when you have people telling their stories, in fact, from time to time, I like to record some of those stories for the radio listeners to hear what people have to say. So we'll do that. Give them your phone number one more time, David.
405-478-4351.
Okay, please give them a call. Take advantage of this. And if you know anyone dealing with memory loss, please, please give them a call. Thank you, David. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.
And I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends and family.